From beautiful downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Scouts Canada volunteers bring adventures to life, teaching, leading, and inspiring. Help youth grow, connect, and thrive. Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It's 2 p.m. and that means it's time for another edition of Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you folk and roots music for the next 2 hours. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll begin the show today with some new releases, this first one by Rhiannon Giddens and Jake Blount. Giddens is from North Carolina and is a founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, an old-time string band. She's also released 2 solo albums and performs with the Roots supergroup Our Native Daughters. Blount is a musician and scholar from Rhode Island who specializes in the music of Black and Indigenous communities in the southeastern United States. This one, Jen Caudlin Sach, is off the soundtrack for the new PBS documentary The American Revolution, directed by Ken Burns, Sarah Botstein, and David Schmidt. It's a Scottish Gaelic lullaby and immigration song, considered the first Gaelic song written in America, and widely believed to have been written by John McCrae in North Carolina in 1763.
Mm-hmm. I lay down last night. Oh, I tried to take my rest. Notion struck me last night, babe, I believe I take a stroll out west, take a stroll out west, take a stroll out west, take a stroll, take a stroll. I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I have these girls now, mama said now looks for me, said now looks for me, said now looks for me, said now looks, said now looks.
Heard Meredith Moon with Lulu Gal. She's a banjo player and singer who began writing music at the age of 8 and got her start busking across Canada, though she grew up learning about and surrounded by folk music through her father, Gordon Lightfoot. That one's from her latest album, From Here to the Sea, which came out in September. It's a traditional song with some new lyrics added by Moon. Before that, we heard Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg with Catfish Blues off his upcoming album, Everybody Wants to Know How I Die, out on December 11th. Catfish Blues is credited to Robert Pettway, an American blues musician, based on the fact that he was the first to record it in 1941. Uncle Sinner credits Jimmy Duck Holmes, the last living Bentonia bluesman, with teaching him how to play Catfish Blues during a visit to the Blue Front Cafe juke joint in Bentonia, Mississippi in 2024. And to kick off the show, we heard Rhiannon Giddens and Jake Blount with Jen Catalin Sa. We'll hear one now from Dick Justice, an early American folk and blues recording artist from West Virginia. This one, One Cold December Day, was recorded for Brunswick Records in May of 1929.
Down by a western water tank, one cold December day, in a bottom of an empty car, a dying hobo lay. Had a girl in yonder town, she dressed all self-profile. When she heard that poor old George was dead, she laid herself aside. Oh mother, let his coffin lead back and lay his saddle aside, so that I can kiss his sweet pale lips. Well, I know he'll never kiss mine. Georgia line.
Laura Dukes with Bricks in My Pillow. She was a blues singer from Memphis, Tennessee, who performed between the 20s and the 80s, sometimes as a duo with blues musician Robert Nighthawk or with the Memphis Jug Band. That recording was made by Gianni Marcucci in Memphis in 1972. Before that, we heard Thomas Fraser with Long Gone Lonesome Blues. He was a Scottish fisherman and farmer who left behind thousands of home recordings when he died in 1978, the majority of which were country and blues songs.
His grandson rediscovered the tapes and released the first album of his music in 2002, followed shortly after by two more albums. That's the title track from that first album, and it's a cover of Hank Williams' 1950 song. Before that, we heard Dick Justice with One Cold December Day. We'll hear one now from Leon Rosselson and Roy Bailey. Rosselson is a musician and children's book writer from England who first became widely known in the 1960s by performing his satirical songs on the BBC show That Was the Week That Was. Bailey was an English sociologist and musician, and the two were both members of the group 3 City 4. This one, The Ant and the Grasshopper, is from the 1975 album That's Not the Way It's Got to Be, Songs of Life from a Dying British Empire. The song is by Rosselson, and he writes, "The grasshopper is held up as an awful warning, idling his time away, singing, dancing, enjoying himself, and in the end, getting his just desserts. The ant is offered as a good example, thrift, hard work, self-sacrifice. As you sow, so shall you reap. Invest in today, and tomorrow will bring its own rewards. But for whom? Well, I never liked the ant too much. Cautious, calculating, smug, self-satisfied. A merchant banker through and through. So this song, while not changing the story over much, reverses the traditional sympathies."
The ant and the grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes. How the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He labored wisely and gathered his store for tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, glad of the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water. His song he gave to the summer day, singing where the dance leads I'll follow. Then came the hard winter, nothing grew, and the cold winds blew, but the ant was safe and sound on the ground, carefully counting his pile around him, dividing his time until tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, blown by the north wind's fury, hungering for the easy summer, comes to the ant and says, "My brother, give me bread, now is the dance that I must follow. Why did you waste the summer? Summers don't last forever. You're just an idle beggar. You must pay the price. Sacrifice, you would not heed me. You took a life easy. Now take the punishment that follows." Now see the grasshopper, ill like a dry leaf falling, weaving a dance that will last forever. Back goes the ant to his nest, to work, to feed, to rest. For him there will always be tomorrow. The ant and the grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes. How the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He labored wisely and gathered his store for tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, glad of the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water. His song he gave to the summer day, singing where the dance leads out follow.
Time is near. that the work's all done, and the farmer does not need it, and the council winna heed it, and the terror time is here. The woods give no shelter for the trees, they are bare. Snow's falling all around, and the bear knees, they are crying for the beds on which they
and the terror. Hey, this is Sean Burns from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and you are listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Spirit.
just heard Kev Carmody with Moonstruck. He's an Aboriginal Australian musician who's been playing professionally since the 1980s, now it's off his 2003 album, Mirrors. Before that, we heard Corinne Paulwart with The Terror Time. She's a Scottish musician who's been active since the early 2000s. That song's by Ewan McCall, and Paulwart's version is from a 2015 tribute to McCall called Joy of Living. McCall wrote it for a 1964 radio ballad called The Travelling People about Britain's nomadic groups. Before that, we heard Leon Rosselson and Roy Bailey with The Ant and the Grasshopper. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear one now from James' son, Thomas, and Eddie Kuzik. Thomas was a Delta blues musician from Mississippi, and he was also a gravedigger and sculptor. Kuzik was a blues musician and mechanic who grew up in a farming community in Mississippi where musicians would regularly play the blues at gatherings. This recording, Standing at the Crossroads, was made by Gianni Marcucci in Leland, Mississippi in August of 1978, with Thomas singing and both playing guitar. It's a song by Elmore James from 1954.
I was standing at the crossroads, I'm done crying. I was standing at the crossroads with my head hung down and crying. Write me one letter, baby, let me hear from you. Write me one letter, baby, let me hear from you. You're the one I'm loving. I was standing at the crossroads, she wouldn't even wave her hand. I don't believe she loved me. Some other maid on her mind.
Back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929. Hey, that's the way they did it, and they did quite fine back in 1929. They barely full of bourbon and a bottle of brine back in 1929. Hey, that's the way they did it when they did that thing. The papa's got the gap to cut the pigeon wing. I said, that's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929. Pig's foot and a bottle back in 29. Got the sales tax dollar back in 29. Belly full of bourbon back in 29. Papa's got a gap back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929.
On celluloid, pass me the pictures. I want to hear the laughter. Pass me the pictures. I want to hear the laughter captured on celluloid. Pass me the pictures. I want to hear the laughter captured on celluloid. Pass me the pictures. I want to hear the laughter captured on celluloid. Pass me the memories. I want to see another one. Pass me the memories. I want to have another one. I want to see another one. Pass me the memories. I want to have another one.
We just heard Kevin Coyne and Brendan Croker with Pass Me the Memories. Coyne was an English musician, writer, and filmmaker who began performing in the late 1960s while working as a psychiatric nurse and drug counselor, an experience that deeply impacted his lyrical composition. Croker was also an English musician, and the two met in a hotel breakfast lounge in Bruges and recorded an album together in 2001 called Life is Almost Wonderful, which is where that one is from. Before that, we heard Lotus White with 1929. He's from the Kawartha Lakes region of Ontario, and he's known as part of the group Shisham Lotus and Son. That's from his album Original Works for Voice and Banjo, which came out in May. And before that, we heard James' son Thomas and Eddie Kuzik with Standing at the Crossroads. Here's one from the Lonesome Ace String Band, a contemporary string band based in Toronto. This one, Log Train, is from their latest album, Big Wing, which came out in October. It's a song by Hank Williams, said to be the last song anyone heard him sing. It's about his father, who worked as an engineer for a logging business in Alabama.
And if you will listen, a song I will sing about my daddy who ran a log train way down in the Southland in old Alabama. We lived in a place that they called Chapman Town. And every evening when the sun was low, way off in the distance you could hear the train blow. Well, the folks would come running and Mama would sing, put the supper on the table, here comes the log train. And every morning at the break of day, he'd grab his lunch bucket and be on his way. In the winter, in the summer, in the sunshine or rain, every morning he'd run that old log train. Sweating and swearing all day long, he'd shout, "Get up there, oxen, keep moving along." Well, load her up, boys, 'cause it looks like rain. I've got to get rolling this old log train.
God, friend, just remember that death is not the end. And all that you've held sacred falls down and does not mend. just remember that death is not the end, not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. And you're standing on the crossroad that you cannot comprehend. Just remember that death is not the end. And all your dreams have vanished, and you don't know what's up then. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Storm clouds gather round you, and heavy rain descends. Just remember that death is not the end. And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Oh, the true life is growing where the spirit never dies, and the bright are on fire with the burning flesh of man. Just remember that death is not the end. And you search in vain to find just one law-abiding friend. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
Sounds wonderful. This is called Thanksgiving Eve. It's so easy to dream of days gone by. So hard to think of times to come. And the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with your days? Hard work and hope. Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life? But love till you've loved it away. Love till you've loved it away. Sorrows enough for the whole world's end, and no guarantees but the grave. But the life that we live and the time that we spend are treasures too precious to save. What can you do? Our days, but work and hope. Let our dreams bind our work to our play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love. Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away?
Stan Rogers with Thanksgiving.